It was Wednesday, September 3rd, another beautiful day for riding our recumbent trikes on the Northwest Lancaster County River Trail. We left home a little later than usual, so we started our ride at 8:45 a.m. As usual, we started at Riverfront Park on Vinegar Ferry Road and rode north. The sun was beaming brightly on our backs. It was a gloriously sunny day, but I suddenly realized I had a problem. You see, I ride behind Lisa, and I found that the sun was reflecting right into my face from her rearview mirror. This beam of light was brilliant and concentrated. Even with decent sunglasses, the beam was as intense as a laser beam or as bright as a welder's arc. I tried everything I could think of. I backed off from her, and then I tried moving to the side, but nothing seemed to help. Then my last resort worked. I made a fist with my left hand and held it at just the right angle to block this radiant beam from piercing my eyes. It would only last a few more minutes while we rode north in the open fields, so I could easily cope. As I thought about this scenario, I realized that this phenomenon occurred precisely because of the day of the year, the declination of the sun, and the precise time of our ride. The timing was perfect. Now, on this occasion, the timing wasn't perfect for me or my eyesight, but I've seen countless examples in my life of perfect timing that blessed me abundantly. God put people in my life at just the right time who helped me get into Air Force pilot training. God put people in my life at just the right time who helped me successfully complete pilot training. God put people in my life at just the right time who encouraged me to go into ministry. And God put people in my life who even helped me get a full scholarship to seminary. And way back in high school, God put Lisa in my life at just the right time to balance me out, to complement me, to be my partner and helper in this journey of life. Yeah, perfect timing has played an important and critical role throughout my life. And finally, as the scriptures say in Galatians 4 in the New Living Translation, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children." Isn't that awesome news? God's timing is perfect for your life, your well-being, and your ultimate salvation. It's simply up to you and me to trust him, to rely on him, to lean on him, and to live encouraged in God's perfect timing. Have a beautiful day, my friend, for the timing is perfect.